This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. When it comes to healthcare, one of the biggest things that can be taken for granted is the assumption that our healthcare providers actually know what's going on with our health based on our medical records. But in reality, that picture is often incomplete. Dr. Ilana Yerkowitz is a primary care physician and an oncologist on the faculty at Stanford Medicine. In her new book, she takes on this very problem. That book is called Fragmented, A Doctor's Quest to Piece Together American Healthcare. Dr. Yerkowitz, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You describe fragmentation as the greatest problem underlying American healthcare. What do you mean by that, and why is it such a big problem?
I define fragmentation as the insertion of gaps into a patient's story by design. Doctors like me are constantly working in a state of missing critical information about our patients and having to make life and death decisions with the absence of that information.
Can you give me an example of how that's shown up in your work?
Sure. So we have hundreds of different electronic medical records, and sometimes those are shared between different facilities and sometimes they're not. One of my patients could have received care at a healthcare facility literally just up the street from me. But when they transfer from that facility over to my office, I don't always have access to the medical records that were kept there. Even if all the data is in my electronic system, as it stands, our EMRs, or electronic medical records, are extremely disorganized. Mm-hmm. I have to click through multiple tabs, dozens of tabs. There was a study showing that an average ER shift in 10 hours involved 4,000 clicks.
Wow.
And so doctors like me are clicking through tab after tab after tab, trying to piece together data that is scattered throughout the electronic ecosystem.
We've had electronic medical records, EMR, for years at this point. Why is this still an issue?
So when the push from paper records to electronic ones began, yes, over a decade ago, there was no related stimulus to require that the electronic vendors talk to each other. So while we mostly did this successfully, paper records, you know, for the most part, I am not charting on loose leaf paper. I haven't done that in years. There was a push for electronic vendors to communicate with each other to enhance patient billing, but it wasn't actually designed for doctors, other healthcare providers, and patients to organize and access that information and put it together into a meaningful narrative. And so I will say there has been a lot of progress over the last few years. More people are recognizing this as an issue, but we are still nowhere close to a universally shared system of records that is meaningful and easy for doctors like me to use.
You talk a lot in this book about the importance of primary care physicians, the shortage of primary care physicians, and the fact that burnout is causing so many folks to leave the field. Are these hours and all of this digital drama factoring into that?
100%. So surveys show that the number one source of burnout for doctors is bureaucratic tasks. And I want to emphasize that that has stayed true before and during the COVID pandemic. So, it is higher in specialties like mine, like primary care, where primary care doctors are tasked with doing the majority of what is needed for a patient's overall health. There was a recent study that came out that said if primary care doctors did everything they were supposed to do in a day, they would be working 26.7-hour days.
You know, you're talking here about, you know, the impact on doctors and the impact on the system and the impact of costs, but most of your book is full of how this impacts patients.
Yes, that is the reason I wrote this book. I write about medical errors and near misses that can happen to patients, and particularly the patients who are less equipped to keep their storylines straight. They, in my view, undeniably receive worse care when the burden is placed on patients and loved ones to stitch the pieces of their medical story together. And then I think the second is those burdens. I tell in the book about a patient who carries around a briefcase with multiple color-coded binders of all of her health information, and they're repeating their medical traumas to multiple new faces and doing the work that they also assume the system should have been doing for them when they should be focused on sickness and healing.
What about solutions? What can we do, or I guess it's kind of regulators or hospitals or whoever else, actually do to fix this problem?
I think there's multiple solutions here. We have the technologic capability now to better organize electronic records and connect them. It should be doctors and healthcare workers and patient advocates who are giving input on how the electronic ecosystem is organized. The second thing that I talk about a lot in the book is an investment in primary care. In theory, the primary care doctor is supposed to be the person that does now what the patients are doing, which is being that source of continuity. But there are many, many issues facing primary care. And I say this as a working primary care doctor who loves what I do. That has to do, I would say, primarily with billing and a payment model that pays primary care doctor for these 15 or 30 minute visits with a patient and doesn't pay for anything that is outside that visit, such as sleuthing through electronic charts.
What keeps you in primary care despite all these problems?
I love being the primary point person for my patients over time. And I love being the person that oversees the big picture, not just for a slice or a body part, but overseeing the entirety of their story and helping them big picture for the years ahead.
Dr. Ilana Yerkowitz is the author of the new book, Fragmented: A Doctor's Quest to Piece Together American Healthcare. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Since we have the system we have, Dr. Yerkowitz has a list of questions in her book that patients can use to keep a record of their own healthcare. We have an excerpt on marketplace.org.